that sometimes I want to dress up to, you know, have that main character energy, put those funky accessories, put on my makeup. But then there's some days I just want to go with a vibe. Like, for example, if I want to feel confident that day, I'll put on something that's shouting.
Hello, yes people. Welcome to another
mini.
Yep, a mini episode of the Yes Girls, otherwise known as a Yesticle. We like to call these mini episodes Yesticles, and we hope you do too. Mostly because it sounds naughty, but also because it sounds a bit like a listicle, something small, short and sweet, and like a teaser for what's to come. We have a bit of fun with them, with you, and with some occasional guests, like today.
And today we are really digging deep on that generational question and going a step outside our comfort zone. Mm. We're not just saying yes to taking on a challenge, but on being the challenge.
Oh, yes. We've invited a real live Gen Z in the studio, people. And yes, we're going to interview them, but we're going to do so dressed as Gen Zs, styled by said Gen Z. And we have to stay like that the entire episode.
Should we be scared?
And also worth noting that our Gen Z is not just some rando from the street, but a class act in her own right. So let's get to it, because I'm Claire.
I'm Akumu.
And together we are...
The Millennial Yes Girls.
No, Gen Z.
Oh, Gen Z Yes Girls. Oh, sorry. For this episode, Gen Z Yes Girls. Yes.
Right. So to set the scene for you, if you're listening to the full episode on your podcast feed, we're sitting here in the studio... Millennials in our Yes Girls t-shirts. I'm wearing the t-shirt. Kumal's wearing her vest with a slightly visible lace bra.
Woohoo! I don't know if that's a violation of Gen Z. That might she will tell us.
Yeah. I'm in skinny jeans. She's in a long A-shape denim skirt.
Yes.
And we're sitting here with Kavata. Yes. We invited her into the studio because she knows how to dress pretty well. And because she is born between 1997 and 2012.
Yeah.
Let's pause for everyone to be shocked by that. we still don't.
That is the definition of a Gen Z.
Yes.
But she's so much more than just that intro. Kavata is a medical student pursuing a Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery at Aga Khan University in Nairobi.
And she's the founding president of Girl Up AKU, a vibrant youth-driven club at Aga Khan University that advocates for sexual and reproductive health rights. Usually named as SRHR, and breaks barriers for girls in STEAM, that is STEM with arts in it, mm-hmm. and amplifies youth voices for social change. But that's not all. She's also an innovator deeply invested in climate action and climate justice. Through projects like Smart Aqua, she's rethinking how technology can support sustainable water use and climate resilience, proving that solutions for the future can be both bold and practical. Wowzers! She is one of the youngest.
She's the youngest.
Actually, she is the youngest, but I would dare say the most accomplished guest we've ever had in a while. Kavata, what have we missed?
You've actually mentioned quite a lot. Wow. but I'll have to add that aside from all that serious stuff, I'm also an artist at heart.
Yay!
I love photography. I enjoy writing poems when I want to put my thoughts out there. I also love salsa dancing. Mm. Yeah, but I'll have to admit I'm still trying to figure out my steps. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I am also a terrible introvert with ADHD.
Interesting.
Yeah, so basically I live in that balance of medicine, innovation, climate justice, creativity. Yeah, that's what makes me me.
Amazing. Yeah, definitely one of the most accomplished, even though youngest guests. So we've set the scene, saying how we're dressed and who we're with. Kavata's obviously not dressed like us, for the record.
Yes.
Like, perfect. Not. I mean, there's no such thing as perfect, but like, very contrasting in style to us. So now we need to shake things up. So Kavata, you are going to give us a Gen Z makeover. Describe mm-hmm. Gen Z style and maybe tell us what it means to you.
Okay, I'll describe Gen Z style as confident that's attached to fabric. I feel like we as Gen Z don't just put on clothes. We actually tell the story. For me, it's more than just what I wear. it's more of comfort and also expression. Like, I'll put on my baggy pants because I want to feel comfortable, but I'll also fit it with something like something bold, like a crop top or some just funky accessories to just say I'm here, or just give that main character energy. Yeah, so
I love it.
Basically, that's how I'll describe Gen Z outfit.
Amazing. Okay, so now we're going to try something a bit different. We're not just going to ask questions. We're actually going to be asked the questions by Kavetta. Kavetta is our Gen Z style expert. We're going to be scored on our Gen Z style violations. So Kavetta is going to read out the statements, and if we agree or disagree with it, we get one violation point for each. All right, so we get the concept, right? So we are being the ones asked the questions, and Kavetta is giving us those questions.
Okay.
Nervous now. Okay. So the higher the score, the worse you've done.
Yeah. That's not the bigger a violator you are.
Gosh, okay. All right. I'm used to high score means something good, so I'm going to keep that in mind.
So, statement number one. Skinny jeans forever. You own more pairs of skinny jeans than any other style of pant.
Define skinny.
Yeah. Stuck to the leg.
Skinny.
Anything that can be skinny at the bottom.
Straight or skinny. Like, right? Straight counts.
Just straight. Like,
because I have the ones that you can tight. You can tighten. Like the drawstring. That's also skinny.
Yeah, I think that's skinny. Okay, as long as it's not wide at the bottom, we'll describe it as skinny.
So as of right now, yes.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's half or 60% skinny, yes.
Okay. Yeah, me, it's like 75, 80.
So
yeah.
Violation,
yeah.
One.
Violation, big, one. Violation, yeah.
Okay. The side parts. You still part your hair to the side without a second thought.
We are guilty as we speak.
Excuse me. This is my middle part.
Wait, this but is I'm middle. You're saying side. Side is the...
Side part. Side part is...
Is this side part? I think this is side part.
I still do side part for sure, yes.
Yeah, I do side part 90% of the time, and then I occasionally do middle part. Like
I didn't even know it was a violation. That shit is amazing.
Oh, no, Gen Zs don't do side parts.
We do sometimes.
But ironically.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can explain why later, yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, one
so
each again.
That's another violation.
So two.
Yeah. Two, okay. I don't know if I'm spelling it correctly. Shugi accessory. You still wear a bulky, multi-layered statement necklace with a formal dress.
No.
I don't have one. No.
Okay.
But I remember this.
I have them, yeah. But I don't. I have a child. I don't
wear
anything.
The ones that were like,
Yeah.
That was so amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a bunch.
Only if they don't get, tangled together.
Yeah, okay, no, that would have been me like 5-10 years ago.
Mm.
But now, I mean, I have a child now. I can't wear anything.
Actually, I had one last year. Does that count? And then it got tangled up, and then I got.
But were you wearing it regularly?
I never wore it because it got tangled up.
So, yeah, there was still
a zero?
Still 2-2.
Yes, okay.
So that's 2-2.
2-2 still.
Okay. The silver gold divide. You firmly believe you can only wear either silver or gold jewelry, and you never mix the two.
Oh yeah,
I started violating that like last year, so I'm good.
Like you put on silver and gold together.
I do both. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How do? Okay.
I do.
Also, because I have gold in my hair, so I just decided, okay, either way, I'll have to violate it either way. So I decided to start violating even in my jewelry, but not always.
Okay. No.
So that's three.
Two. You have three, I have two.
Wait,
are
you
we
have
supposed to be mixing on
Gen Z's are okay with missing.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So yeah, so I violate.
So you're
so
three.
I've got 3-2. I'm 3 or 2 now.
There are so many videos online of millennials saying, oh my god, you can't mix the two.
Okay. The live love aesthetic.
Ugh.
You've worn an outfit that features a cursive phrase or a QTC graphic.
No.
I didn't understand
girls,
this one.
No.
What do you mean by live, laugh, love aesthetic?
I think
isn't
like
that
anything,
like the typical millennial thing that you have on your wall?
Ah, okay. Like yeah, you have one in your house.
No, I don't.
You said there's this.
No, I have my purpose, which is
that is one of those things.
No, no, live, love, love is mm-hmm. like.
Is oh, you generic. Want the exact thing?
No, you're, oh. we're talking about generic stuff that you just buy. Oh, generic course. No, I have my t-shirts. Actual purpose mm-hmm. that I developed with a professional coach to help.
Oh, so that doesn't count. Right?
That does not count.
Okay. I think what's wrong with these t-shirts? That would be fine. So I think yeah. I would violate it even if I don't have one. I would violate it.
You don't
it
have
easily.
To agree with it, but you violate
but
yeah. it.
But that one I would violate for sure.
All right, so we're 3-3.
Yeah, 3-3. So that's not Gen Z.
We're even again. Okay.
Brilliant. And then we have the Lululemon uniform. You wear a full matching workout set of leggings and a sports bra for errands, not just for the gym.
No.
Mm-mm. You guys don't.
No. No, but Gen Z's do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's strange, right? It's kind of against the...
No, it's millennial. It's a millennial thing. Really?
Yeah. Like, I was searching it up on mm-hmm. Pinterest, and then I saw, like, some Gen Z...
So it's come back.
Yeah. I feel like, for mm-hmm. us, we are also bringing some fashion yeah. back.
That's the thing. Oh, yeah. So it's strange because you are taking some of the stuff we were doing
in the
90s
and early noughties.
But then why are you... telling us
we're not doing
it
anymore.
No, or we are doing it not in a, in a with an
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing it because it's still in our wardrobe from 20 years ago.
That's true. Or we want to relive our youth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like for us, we know how to style them. Like, we know how to mix vintage.
Shots fired.
I feel personally attacked.
But that's true. Because whatever you see from back then, it yeah. comes back and you're looking at it.
But it looks
we never used to do that. Like, yeah. I think now they're doing it with socks. Like, the socks have to be on top of the trousers, I noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, and it has to be, like, a different color socks. It's crazy.
So are we discounting that question? Because we disagree with it. Even you disagree with it. Like, that's not a Gen Z style
violation. It's both.
It's both
Gen Z. So let's not count that.
We remove that.
Okay.
Right. So we're still 3-3.
Okay. The t-shirt tuck. You neatly tuck a t-shirt fully.
Look at me right now.
It's boom, 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 boom. Our fans.
What is wrong with tucking?
The mission.
Can we just stand up and
please?
I just wearing the tuck.
What is wrong with tucking?
Look at that. It just looks
I mean,
we are very happy with tucking.
Why don't you just give it a bit of, you know, like...
I knew that's like we tried. You remember last time we did the tying? You tying sometimes? But
yeah,
sometimes
I tried.
You just wanted to tuck it in.
Yeah,
but
it's
there's
neat.
A way you just tuck in and then like you leave some parts.
Oh my god! I've seen all these things. I even have a Pinterest board of dress hacks, uh-huh. and there are a lot of dress hacks of I don't know putting buns on the side.
Yeah.
Shit.
You put a sports bra underneath and you tuck it in,
yes.
and then you put a safety pin and then and like
I mean,
that
that's
looks
the essence.
Well,
of,
too
you know.
Those sometimes
tuck
in.
Yeah.
4-4.
Millennial.
But we fully own that one.
That one. I will not stop that.
A whole violation. No. Okay. Too much going on. You've layered a plaid flannel shirt over a graphic tee without a hint of irony. I don't know how.
Yeah, I sometimes have too much going on. Like, I just forget to try and match anything. So,
mm-hmm.
not with a graphic tee, but yeah, I can have like a flower print and then like checks on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
So
you don't really do buttons so much.
I don't even do button shirts. No.
Yeah, no, I do. So
I did that
three.
When I gained weight, and then now that I had my flat stomach back, I threw them all away. They're gathering dust.
So that's a violation.
Yeah,
4-3.
Yeah.
Okay. The early 2000s layer. You've layered a short sleeve or a sleeveless top over a long sleeve shirt.
I did that last week. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. That's the same thing. That's both.
That's
both
like
generations.
Millennials style now,
we
like
have
all
it
those.
Back.
Yeah, but not.
But they do it differently. I think they are more into one has to be baggy or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The short sleeve has to be baggy than the long sleeve.
No, that's a violation. I'm happy to violate. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I violate that, but in a trying to be fashionable way, like in a kind of stylish millennial way, like what Instagram tells me I should wear as a 30-something.
And can you imagine we do that and then we still tuck?
Yeah.
Two violations at once.
Yeah.
You proud of it.
Like you literally tuck the...
Oh, yeah. The
we could tuck
yeah.
both. I can tuck
yeah,
both
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Instagram tells us we should.
Sometimes I'm just like, I want to tuck. I'm going to do it. I don't care.
Have you seen those videos where it's like, don't do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't
do
it. You tuck the shirt in.
I think we should do it. We should do that.
We should do that one, shouldn't we?
And then we have the pop of color. Your idea of a bold fashion choice is a single item in a bright primary color.
It has to be primary color or just anything.
I think the concept. Primary color. Yeah, like a pop, like something like monochrome and then like a bright.
Yeah, that's totally me. That's my violation. The pink hat. Or black, yes. I'm happy to violate that every single day. It's fine.
I don't really do that.
So anymore. How many points? So
I think we're 5-5.
No, I think four, you're 5-4.
No, I was one above you in the last one, so now we're equal.
Oh, don't I've added one. Okay, yeah,
so we're 4-4.
4-4.
Oh, 5-5, I think.
4-4 out of 9.
4-4 out of 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a trial.
That's not bad, is it? We're pretty violations.
We are living in both generations in terms of our styling.
We are.
Because some of the things that we violate are still being done now. We just need to learn how to do them better.
Yeah. We need to learn to do it in the Gen Z way. Because you can do the same thing and it's not, like the layering,
but it's
not done in the right way.
Yeah,
and also the, what is it called?
The tacking.
Yeah, the
tacking. Please, just let us tack.
Let us have that one.
Please.
Come on.
That is one thing I am not letting go. Please let me tack. Please do the pop of color.
I mean,
please.
Looks so formal.
No, it looks sleek. All right, so I hope you've all joined in at home. We'll post the questions on socials so you can also do them yourselves and see how you score. Even if you're a Gen Z or a Boomer or Gen X or Gen Alpha, see how you score and let us know. Let us know if you beat us. All right, so now we're going to pause the mics a bit and probably turn off the camera because we're going to get our real life makeover and we don't want the camera to see us in our underwear. That's not a Gen Z style. If you want, you can hit pause on your podcast.
Gen Z don't wear underwear?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore, apparently.
Actually, maybe she'll tell us. Maybe they don't.
Maybe Commando. That's part of the makeover. Exactly. So you can hit pause on your podcast feed, head over to socials and see what we look like in a few minutes so you can get a sneak peek in real time. Not in real time, but before we've even done the makeover, you'll see what we look like. As the next sections will be based on that. We'll be getting our clothes, possibly a little bit of hair, and certainly our attitude revamped to look a generation younger, a whole generation younger, and a heck of a lot more clued in to today's zeitgeist. Let's go.
Okay, we are back, besties, and wow, do we have a hot show for you. No trad wife vibes here. Mm-mm. You chose chaos. We let go of all control, so it gets messy. That's on you, fam. Stop laughing.
Thank goodness for ChatGPT for giving us some Gen Z podcast lingo. I think we might need some coaching on the delivery.
Let's just hold on for a sec. We should probably catch our listeners up on what has changed in the room. We have a whole lot more street cred, or we think we do, all of a sudden. But what else?
Yeah, so basically we've ditched the skinny jeans and skirts. We're both in baggy trousers. Mine are like dark grey denim with lots of pockets. Yours are green, khaki green. Mine is very high and trying to cut me in two, very tight. So I'm actually adopting a more Gen Z pose, a slouch pose, because I have to. And yours are very baggy low rise because low rise is actually back. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, low rise but baggy, not tight.
Yeah. Mm.
And lots of pockets. What's the obsession with pockets like?
Do you even use the pockets?
They don't.
No.
Never. No. Okay. Yeah, of course. And then we're both wearing crop tops. You've got like a leather pleather strappy affair showing your belly, and I've got basically a bra on in the guise of a top. So I think I've got like, what would you describe them as? Like white platform sneakers?
Yeah.
Pumas. These are actually mine. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Claire.
So it's the one Gen Z thing I own.
Street click. Street cred.
And you're wearing, your also
platform.
Like platform
boots.
Yeah, platform boots. But yeah, very kind of relaxed on the bottom, tighter on the top. My hair's half up, half down. Like I couldn't care less attitude. So I think, yeah, we look more Gen Z, right?
We look 15 years younger.
Kavasha, can you tell us what you did here and is that what you were hoping for? Because this is your work.
Oh, I just removed you guys from your skinny jeans.
Claire's skinny jeans.
To be specific, Claire's skinny jeans, world to us, into the Gen Z territory. So I went for the baggy and the crop tops. Just give that bold look. Yeah, and this is what I wanted. And yeah, I am happy.
And no patterns?
No patterns.
Right, no patterns. And I also note that you didn't give us anything that would give us the temptation to do the millennial tuck.
This is why she went crop top.
Crop top so that we couldn't even try to tuck it in.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
The only thing you tuck is your stomach. I have a low-rise trouser. I have to tuck in the bottom part of my stomach. Yes.
Whereas my stomach is now being squeezed like it's being punished for being there. Woman, why do you have organs? All right. Now, tell us, Kavata, what do Gen Z fashion style choices say about how, like, the generation or your generation wants to be seen? What do you say?
Gen Z style is basically a form of high self-expression for us. I feel like we don't just dress for the sake of fitting in, but basically to stand out. Obviously, nowadays, people usually dress to, you know, give the main character energy, just like the way you guys, like, you've dressed and the entire character has just shifted all of a sudden. So, yeah, we basically want people to see us as bold, unbothered, authentic. So, yeah, that's how I would say, like, we want our fashion to define us.
And does it define who you really are? Like, that's exactly who you are, right? You guys, do you think it's the exact same thing? How you want to be seen is how you are.
Well, yeah, but, like, it doesn't define everything about you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure if I go out there dressed like this, like, people will assume maybe I'm an artist or I do some random stuff. But, like, they wouldn't even give a guess that I am a medicine student or I do other things like advocacy. So I don't think it really defines everything about us. It's just that part of you wanting to be bold and bothered, you know? Yeah.
And how do you feel different when you're in a room with other people dress the same way or other people your age as you do in a room with older people or younger people?
Yeah, I really feel different. Like, especially for me, I usually do a lot of advocacy work where I have to work with a lot of NGOs. She will find sometimes I'm in a room full of very older people than I am. So maybe if I want to dress like a Gen Z, I'll feel like judged or restricted because now they'll give me that look like this is a professional space or something of the sort. But when I go to events like jokey events or when I'm just hanging out with my friends, I really feel comfortable with how I'm dressed because I feel like we are all dressed the same and this is the kind of look that we are all going for and bothered, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so yeah, there are spaces where you feel it's not approved of.
Yeah, so I have to change. Like every time I go for these conferences or events, I usually put on like a formal clothing or like, let me say, some kind of boring clothing. Yeah.
Just like us. Yeah, you just dress millennial.
Yeah,
Gen
I just
X.
Dress. Yeah.
And when you get dressed, do you feel fashion is more about expressing who you are or managing how you feel about yourself that day? What do you think for you?
I feel like it's both. That sometimes I want to dress up to, you know, have that main character energy. I put those funky accessories, put on my makeup. But then there's some days I just want to go with a vibe. Like, for example, if I want to feel confident that day, I'll put on something that's shouting. Or if I'm feeling anxious that day, I'll put on something baggy, like a baggy hood, an oversized hood. Or if I just feel bored, like, today it's not giving, I just put on like something casual. Yeah, so it's both, okay. Basically.
Okay.
Cool, mom. You're picking up on the vocab. Yeah? The day's not giving.
Oh, it's not giving. Wow, yes, that's a just
yeah. This episode.
your speech is not giving.
This episode is giving.
Your speech is not giving. Just
yeah, my speech is not giving, but I'm trying.
What?
I'm trying.
I've had that before. I just never knew what it meant. Yep. It's not giving. Just means it's not happening. It's not happening. Well, like
it's. How do I describe it?
So old, asking just, for the meaning.
Because you can be giving something, or you can just be giving. Yeah. Or not giving. Right?
Yeah.
It's not yeah. giving.
It's okay. You know.
Like you're not feeling it, like sort of.
It's like for, you know, millennials would say what?
Like I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it. Yeah. It's like it's not giving.
Wow.
So, how do you think Gen Z's way of dressing affects how other generations see them? So you mentioned how like you feel. Do you see any connection to movements like My Dress, My Choice, or you know, Me Too, or any other kind of thing that has come before? Yeah. How do you think that your dressing affects how other generations actually see them?
I feel like sometimes we are misunderstood by other generations because they look at you, they wonder, like, why would you put an oversized, like, baggy trousers, oversized T-shirt, or, like, T-shirt half the normal size. So I feel like we are usually misunderstood, but in real sense, we just want to, you know, feel free. Like, you see the way you guys are feeling free now after you. Yeah. So
even my stomach is feeling very free. To hang around.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. So basically, I feel like we are very misunderstood by other generations. And yeah, there's that connection of My Dress, My Choice, because we want to just be ourselves, you know. Like, no one has to define our dress. We dress... without wanting any approval, like, this is what I want to look like today.
Has someone ever told you not to wear something?
Yeah, my mom. My mom is so against crop tops.
How like, do you get around that?
I usually put on like a coat or something. Like, this is why I'm putting on this skirt right now, because my mom is so against like the crop tops. Like, she usually questions me about putting on the crop tops, like, why are you exposing your stomach to everyone? We know you have a flat stomach. You really don't have to tell everyone you have a flat stomach. Yeah.
Interesting. So is there also this, what about, you know, this feminine energy thing? They tell you should be wearing dresses and everything. And you see, I feel like maybe this thing of baggy things, you get that, where people now misunderstand you and they tell you, okay, you won't get a husband like that. Like, do you, do you also get that? It's not exposing yourself, but it's just a different brand. How does that?
Okay, personally, I don't get that a lot, but I've heard it from other people telling some girls, like you're too masculine, like, I at least just put on some or like wear some dresses to just give that feminine energy. But I feel like, I mean, we're just being ourselves. Like, it shouldn't really define your femininity, or yeah, like you just dress how you want yourself to be. Yeah.
I feel I get to that sometimes. I mean, like Claire has noticed, sometimes I dress a bit young, which I'm also like I'm just replaying also my past. Like, in my 20s, we were dressing like, you know, baggy trousers, small tops. So when I try to dress like that now, my sister and a few friends tell me, okay, you won't get a husband like that. So it's even worse if you're a millennial. Trust me, because they're less open-minded about it.
Now, moving away from dressing for a bit, tell us a bit more about some of the amazing projects that you're working on. You mentioned you're into advocacy, you're studying, you're creative, and what your ambitions are.
Okay, so currently I'm working with a Smart Aqua that I mentioned. So Smart Aqua is basically
an AI-powered system that we're trying to create that helps farmers to manage water efficiently with all this climate change happening. So we're trying to come up with a solution that helps farmers to manage that little water that they have. Yeah, I'm also trying to venture into neuroscience, just as you, Kumo.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've found it interesting so far, but I haven't delved into it like deeper, but I am still trying to like study it and intertwine it with like medicine. Yeah, basically those are the projects that I'm working on, and also this advocacy bit. I usually do a lot of community outreach programs. Like next week I'll be traveling to Kajiado for some community outreach program. Like there's always something going on with the project that I'm currently running. And then for my ambitions, oh, I really have many ambitions, but to just finish my med school, be a doctor, get to also advance my advocacy. Like I want to visit as many communities as possible to just educate girls out there, and maybe have some foundation sometime to sponsor kids for their education. Yeah, basically those are my ambitions.
Not much, yeah, right? Not much, but they're very big.
Yeah, but totally feasible.
Yeah,
because you've already done so much in a short time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know how you find the time and the energy and the motivation to do all of that and still dress amazingly.
And still do poetry. And
yes.
Yeah. And still be a creative.
And find time to be creative.
Mm. Yeah. That's crazy.
Wow. We wish we had more time to find out even more about the amazing work you're doing. But this is only a yestical. It's a mini episode. So we might have to take this over to socials and keep the conversation going there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Kavetta. Do you have anything to add if anyone wants to maybe refresh their style or express themselves more through what they wear?
No. And we are speaking about millennials. Yeah.
I mean, you can always just check out on YouTube videos. I mean, they're there to help you out. Or Pinterest. I find Pinterest more helpful. Like, just look for a fashion style that you want to try out.
Mm.
And then you can maybe copy it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it for this yesticle. Don't worry though, there are plenty of full episodes where we say yes to doing, being, or learning something new, and dozens of yesticles too. Just scroll through and pick whatever catches your eye or your chaotic curiosity. No judgment. Wear what you want.
And hey, please take a moment to rate and review us, not our outfit or how we look in this outfit, or how we are cutting our Gen Z energy. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening. It helps others discover the show and it means the world to us. Also, share this episode or podcast with someone who might relate, enjoy, or just needs a little makeover while trying something new.
As always, reach out to us on social media if you have an idea for an episode or want to get involved through sponsorship.
Our inbox is always open.
I skipped, it was getting too long.
And since we're already planning the next season, if there's something you think we should say yes to or someone you'd love to hear on the show, let us know. No idea is too random. We've said yes to reading out old diaries or doing PR with a delusional press release, remember?
You'll find us everywhere at Yes Girls Podcast.
And don't just creep around. You can like, share, follow, say yes, and tell us what you've said yes to as well.
And you'll find Kavetta on Instagram at misk.avata. So that's miss, M-I-S-S-K dot A-V-A-T-A. And yeah, one question we ask all our guests, which you're not going to escape, however cool you are, you need to answer. What is something that you've recently said yes to? You should say yes to skinny jeans. Just try it. You might like it.
No!
Or tacking your shirt.
Tack your shirt in.
Yes.
Just try it. You might like it.
Something that I said yes to. The salsa bit. Like, I didn't... Like, I never used to dance before, but, like, I started trying out the salsa, and it's fine. It's nice. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. We did an episode on Ka?
Bachata?
Oh, bachata.
Kizomba, yes.
Kizomba, yeah. I also do it's kizomba. Even
funnily enough, I'm pretty sure that every millennial goes through a stage where they say yes to some sort of like Latin dancing.
Or running. Every single person I know is running. Right?
Yeah.
It's a virus. going around running. Nairobi.
Running. For millennials.
Yes.
Oh.
Every 40-year-old right now is running. Or hiking.
Trying to keep fit.
Or mountain. Yeah. Every 40-year-old right now is doing what Claire does.
But I was doing it since I was your age.
Yeah. So Claire, so like Claire it's your is a pioneer. Yeah. So see you in the next Yesticle for some more asking questions and finding answers together. Always starting with a simple yes, because I'm Akumu.
And we'll be back in our normal clothes, just for the record.
Yes. and our stomachs hidden.
Yes. Tucked.
Because I'm Akumu.
And I'm Claire.
And together we are the Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
Started
yes,
millennial.
Yes, besties.
I really
love
hate
ya.
This bestie word.
Love
I
you,
don't
besties.
Know why.
Oh my God.
Love you, fam.
Yes,
see you
fam.
Later, fam.
Fam.
This has been unreal.